Earlier this week, the very prolific Richard Byrne on Twitter mentioned a tool called Wiki Summarizer, which I thought I'd take a look at and found quite interesting. Wiki Summarizer is very simple to use in its execution. Essentially, all you're presented with is a search box, and you click in a search term, something about which you want to know more, and then what Wiki Summarizer does is hop off to Wikipedia and find articles which are related to the search term that you typed into the box, and it provides you with a summary. And there are different ways in which you can view that summary, but initially you're given a visual summary which essentially looks a little bit like a concept map or a tree diagram. And so you have the central term, which I've done one on photosynthesis, for example. And then whatever your search term, the first thing you're offered is a short summary. And secondly, a full summary. And then all the terms that are related to that. So if I take a look at the short summary, we can click an expand box. And then that gives me another series of branches with significant articles which are related to photosynthesis. And it gives me a brief summary. It's a little bit like doing drawing out the important information from a long textual piece. The full summary, obviously, as you'd expect, gives you a little bit more, but then you get other terms. So related to photosynthesis, I've got things like plants, carbon dioxide, reactions. And for each of those, I can expand those nodes too and get more information on each of the subterms. So essentially what we've got is a very brief series of one-word summaries that are related to a particular topic that you're interested in. So this might be a useful way for students to be able to get a quick overview or sense of what a topic is about. Is it giving me the right kind of information? You can't use it in isolation. You do really have to think about what the information is that Wiki Summarizer is presenting. So that's quite a high level skill. It's not something you're going to do particularly with younger learners necessarily, but having older students interrogate that information and establish the veracity of it, and is it giving me what I need? And that's sort of a sophisticated technique that we need to use when we're trying to make sense of all the information that's available on the web. So Wiki Summarizer can help us in to some extent. In addition, you can also edit to some extent the information that you're being presented. So when you hover over a node, you're presented with some extra buttons. You've got a delete button, so you can actually get rid of a particular node if you think it's not related to what you want. An edit icon, so anything that's in the node you can add to it. You can type in some additional text, and that might be really useful for students. Get them to put the information that they see in the extended part of the node into a briefer form that's more understandable to them, perhaps to provide their own version for each other. And then when you've completed it and you're happy with what you've got, you can also add extra nodes if you should you want to. And once you've finished, you can then export it. And you've got two file formats. You can export as an RTF, a rich text file, so you can use that in any of your word processing applications, or an HTML version, which gives you just the visual representation, which is interactive and clickable as a local file, but one which also links out to the rest of the information which is on the web, should you have a web connection. So I think Wiki Summarizer is definitely worth a look. Don't just throw it at the students without thinking about it first. You do need to put in a little bit of thought about what you'd want them to be able to get out of it and how they should use it. But used wisely, I think it could be a really useful tool. Wiki Summarizer.